We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on Honda you'll love. I'm Winston Harrison. Here's what's happening. A pedestrian was struck and killed by a car on Penn's campus Wednesday morning. KYW's Connor Barkon has more from University City.
A man in his 40s was crossing the street near Spruce and University Avenue on Penn's campus around 5:30 when he was struck by a car. He was taken to Penn Presbyterian Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. While the crash investigation division was on scene, police say the driver went to a police station 2 miles away and reported what happened. Police found the car she was driving, a Buick Enclave, about 10 blocks away from the scene of the hit and run near 49th and Larchwood. Police say the driver has not been arrested despite initially leaving the victim behind.
Investigators had Spruce Street shut down for a few hours after the crash. Police say a 17-year-old delivery worker was shot early Wednesday morning while on his motorized scooter in South Philly. He was running from a group of guys on dirt bikes who tried to rob him. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story.
It all started close to 12:30 in the morning at 10th and South Streets.
We believe that a group of up to 8 males that were on 4 separate dirt bikes attempted to rob the 17-year-old.
That's Chief Inspector Scott Small, who says the victim just wrapped up his delivery shift when this robbery attempt happened. So the victim tried to get away on his motor scooter, and the group chased after him for about 10 blocks. Then at 10th and Federal, police say someone in the group fired at least one shot, and the victim was hit in the leg and crashed the scooter into an empty parked car. Cops then took the victim to the hospital, where he was stable. Police say they would go through the neighborhood to find surveillance footage of the chase and the shooting. At police headquarters, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Turnout in Tuesday's primary was very low. In Philadelphia alone, only 17.5% of registered voters cast a ballot. But there are a million voters statewide who are shut out of the process because they're not registered with a major party. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports, Pennsylvania is one of only 10 states that still restrict participation in primaries.
Committee of 70 President Lauren Cristella thinks it's time for Pennsylvania to do the work to open up primaries to all registered voters.
Voters are also taxpayers. They're paying for these elections. The parties don't pay for the primary elections. The taxpayers do. So they're actually being taxed and not represented.
Even Philadelphia's Democratic Committee Chair Bob Brady is not opposed.
Let everybody vote. Everybody should be able to vote. You know, why not?
Republican City Committee Chair Vince Fennerty says he doesn't give the idea much thought, but Republican Ward Leader Matt Wolf is firmly against it.
The purpose of a primary election is for a political party to select its nominee for the general election. And the members of that political party should be the ones who make that decision.
Wolf says it's easy to register with a party if you really want to pick that party's nominee. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia police officers are practicing their jump shots in preparation for a basketball tournament with the community. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
Pushing Progress Philly, or P3, along with several area community organizations, will host a basketball tournament on Saturday to address gun violence. P3 Outreach Manager Jalil Meekin says the goal is to foster better communication between young men and police.
We noticed that there was a sort of a gap in communication in the way that they interact with each other. So we wanted to see if we can foster just good, healthy relationships between law enforcement and the population that we're serving.
P3 works with young men between the ages of 18 and 34 who are at the highest risk for gun violence in the city.
We have a young man, 21 years old. He's been shot 18 times on 2 different occasions. And some of the conversations that we have is trying to remove any barrier in their life that may stop them from getting to the next level or being productive citizens.
As summertime often sees a spike in gun violence, community groups plan to hold several anti-violence efforts. Meekin says they plan to hold a community give-back event and a peace walk in August. Saturday's tournament with police will be held at Belfield Recreation Center from 9 to 4. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the old local line, Winston Harris. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.